The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hey, Savvy, I just called in and I want to redo that because they didn't give enough context.
Okay.
So, first off, 38 years old, I have a 3-year-old boy, I'm married to a Japanese woman.
Congrats.
We've been together for about 5-6 years.
Wow, that
now.
Actually sounds like what I'd like to
and,
have going on by the time I'm 30.
We don't have sex.
Never mind.
It's been about 6 months since the last time we had sex. And for most people, that would be a deal breaker, but I don't know if you know anything about Japanese culture. She doesn't care if I fuck any women. Like, as long as I show up for the marriage, provide the family, she's not going to divorce me. And
really?
That's my question to you.
Eldest, book a first class ticket to Tokyo. Eldest, get Delta on the horn. When's the next JFK to Tokyo? Anyway, all right, sorry, let's keep going here.
I know in the Western sense, you want to have a woman that'll put out for you, that's your one and only.
In the Western sense, relax.
But how would you feel if you were in my situation? Like, for some context, I that's the reason I broke up with my ex. You know, I wanted to fuck other women, and now I have that.
I'm sorry. And, pause it. For some context, my last relationship didn't work because I wanted more pussy. The fucking his academic language and being like, now I know in the Western sense, it's like, relax.
I don't
dude.
Like judging anybody off like the tone of their voice, but yeah. I am like, I don't think he should be around any women.
Yeah, this guy just feels, I mean, maybe he's not like this, but he feels like a fucking, just like some way too skinny white guy in a kimono who knows like, who has samurai swords, who's really feeling himself, and he talks about how he connects more with the Eastern ways, and it's like he's some fucking guy from Ohio or whatever. Anyway, let's finish.
You know, I wanted to fuck other women, and now I have that, and I kind of got everything that I wanted to. Like, I got a good wife, I got a good mother, and I can fuck the people I want.
Who are these people?
But I'm conflicted. You know, I grew up in the West, I grew up Catholic, not Eastern Orthodox like you, but just
yeah, that the sect of religion is the problem.
That's how you'd feel about it, you know. Anyway, curious as to the way you think. Thanks. Looking forward to your response.
Oh man, dude, this is so interesting.
I got everything I ever wanted. I got a good mother. I got a good wife. I can fuck the people I want.
Yeah.
That was kind of like going into like life, I was like, I need three things.
I need three things. Good wife.
Good mother.
Who raises my half-Japanese son well, and some strange pussy. I mean, look. What is the... This is just a brag. He's calling in to brag.
Yeah, he wasn't being like,
there's
how
no
do I
real
get my,
question.
How do I get my wife to like be sexually active with me?
Right.
It's just like...
He seems
should
happy.
I like fucking fuck...
Like, oh, the problem. Yeah, the problem is you grew up Catholic. That's your problem. That's the only. Like, what in this voicemail is an issue?
I don't think he got everything he wants. I think he's uncomfortable with how much like she's just turning a blind eye. And because
not. What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm also like, did she move here?
Where is she?
Where is she from? When he's saying Japanese, like
she's got to be.
I think he lives there.
Does he?
Or no, she's a Japanese woman.
Yeah, she's a Japanese woman.
I feel like they have
a three-year-old son, but I'm like, is this like, because my dad had a friend, Paul, who he like was like worked in like travel, and he had like Chinese wife that he brought over to Canada, and then they had a son, and then they later like divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, this is weird.
Yeah.
And this isn't going to last. And it didn't.
Right. She just wanted to take it to America.
Is that the situation? Which I'm like, that's a come up and you paid your dues if you had a son with this guy.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Is this I'm not super familiar with Japanese culture, but I also feel like
from the movies I've watched, I'm like, it is very controlling from men, like, over women, like, talking about sex, like The Handmaiden or something. They fuck octopuses or something.
Yeah. Well, like, I know they don't see, well, according to, like, 4 TikToks I've seen, I know they don't see prostitution as, like, cheating. They see it as, like, oh, yeah, you're just knocking a nut out, which,
and cite those references in the show notes.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, like, she just lets you fuck other, like, are there parameters? Is it a don't ask, don't tell? Do you want to have a girlfriend? Are you allowed to have a girlfriend? Like, what do you mean you're allowed to fuck other people? Also, he hasn't brought up that he's fucked anyone, right? I mean, maybe he has, but I feel like he'd bring it up if he's already, like, who are you fucking? Where are these women? And
no, they're people, man. You don't know him.
I don't know him. He could be fucking. You're right.
I kind of want a list of, like, I'm fucking people like this, and I meet them here. Yeah, I'm like, how are you going about this? Yeah. And, like, when's the last time? How often are you having sex with other people? And, like,
it's not,
it feels very, like, in a way, you're trying to control a sex addiction, almost.
Well, yeah, that's
But the I'm like, 6 months is a long time.
6 months is long. That's the other thing. It's like, I guess my question to this guy is, that's cool, but do you not want to fuck your wife? Like, that doesn't, to me, sound like the best setup. Like, it sounds like you're just partners now, like, in a business venture. Even if I had a wife who occasionally let me fuck other women, which, you know, I think if I really thought about it, my dream would be, like, my wife, like, would be bi and wants to fuck a woman with me every, like, 2-3 years, you know, spice it up, maybe.
Die. Like an eclipse or something.
Yeah,
February 29th.
Every on February the solstice, we get pussy together. Yeah. But even if I had something like that, the idea that I wouldn't fuck my wife ever, and I would just he acts like he's a king who was forced into a political marriage, and he has to have concubines now. Like, are you truly? Are you happy? Even him saying.
Also, you might not get this because you're Eastern Orthodox.
Yeah, right. The culture might be too different, but. Like, is this what you want? Like, he said, for some context, my last relationship didn't work because I wanted to fuck other women. It's a little weird here.
I know. So then is it like, because he wanted...
I'm just not sure what he's even fucking asking.
I think he's just, like, kind of uncomfortable with, like, being, like, a white guy who probably exclusively, like, dates Asian women or something.
He's not uncomfortable about that.
But... I think he is.
Where do you see that?
I think what he's saying is.
Well, he did point out that she was Japanese,
but that's only to give us because of Japanese culture.
Why do we even need that context?
Well, it's Japanese culture.
Because it wouldn't matter if we were like, I'm married to someone who wants me to fuck other people and doesn't want
to
fuck me.
Well, I think to be clear that it's not a weird poly setup. It's like a traditional. It's almost like you're so misogynistic. It's your
and so that's traditional over there,
huh?
That's traditional.
That's the other thing.
Yes,
I don't even know that that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The thing that he's saying is normalized in Japanese culture is not just that your wife lets you fuck whoever you want. It's that I feel like in their culture, like it's so based on like shame or something that you would rather turn a blind eye than like get angry and divorce or something. And I think, why don't they fuck?
Here's the thing that I don't get. Like,
but he's a white guy. He's not Japanese, so he doesn't have honor, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I know, but that's what she's used to. And they probably fuck it like she resents him or something because she knows he's like fucking around.
But he's claiming that she lets
marriage.
I just don't. This just seems like a weird setup to me. This doesn't seem
happy. It's just not a big enough window into his life.
We don't know enough.
I'm like, what's the one with lack of context? Because I still don't. I still don't understand.
Like, Congress. Are you happy? Like, scroll all the way down. What's this even fucking? That's what I'm saying. What the fuck is this question?
He wants. He's. It's not even anything. He wants how to know we what
feel
we
feel about it. Okay.
We think it would I be think sick it's if weird. You fuck other women. Yeah.
I think it's weird. Yeah. Unless your wife is either cool, like she, because she's basically saying you can fuck other women as long as you provide, right? Which again, I'm not even sure is exactly what Japanese culture is. I think like to just say this because of Japanese culture, like. Are you in a good marriage? Do you want to be fucking married? Does your wife doesn't want to fuck you? Is she just not interested in sex? Like, that to me is weird. It is like a fuck. It's one thing to be an open thing or like she likes it, but she just don't ask, don't tell. I handle raising our son. You bring in the checks. We don't fuck ever anymore and you get to fuck whoever you want. That's not a real, that's just a weird setup to me. I don't get it. And I wouldn't like it to be complete. If you're asking how I feel about it, yeah. I wouldn't like that.
I'm like, how do I explain that?
Why to am my, I with this woman? Why aren't we just son. Divorced? Yeah. Is it? Yeah, exactly.
Who's it's now like, forming memories as I'm, should I fuck other people?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I guess the idea you know? Is he has to cheat. It's not an open relationship. He just has to do his shit clandestinely. It's like, why do you want to live I
guess
that
just,
way?
Yeah. Then I guess it's just you sex work and you get, go get that head.
Doesn't sound bad actually. Now that you say it that way, yeah. But you have to pick up a couple extra shifts to buy pussy.
I mean, what he's describing sounds normal, not healthy, but like normal, just in like an old fashioned, like I'm sure there's plenty of like Albanian couples yes. that I've known who are probably
absolutely
sexless, oh loveless marriages where
we're talking about yeah.
where you like, you know, the wife turns a blind eye.
But they're not happy about it. He almost makes it seem like it's just part of cult. Like that's my thing.
I don't think he's is saying she happy she's about happy about it.
Because if she's not happy about it, then
you have to
he's
figure
giving himself
out.
A pass and saying, well, she's Japanese. I get side pussy. Because if she's not happy
I
about
think
it.
That is what he's doing.
So if she's not happy about it, then like to me.
And maybe that's why she's not having sex with him is because right, she like, knows he cheated.
But it's also like,
and then
why are you trying to get side? Yes, he's like, or he wants to cheat. It's like, yeah, why? If she's not happy about this, why don't you try and repair your fucking relationship and fuck your wife? I just don't get that.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? Because to have a wife and you fuck,
that's the whole point.
Isn't that the, yeah, that's like the dream.
Yeah, it's like I just don't. Yeah, so I guess I need a little more.
Could you imagine just having sex with your best friend?
Yeah,
dude,
that's fucking awesome, dude.
But they're obviously not close, you know?
No, I don't want to fuck Elvis. Like, I don't disgusting.
Think, I don't think they have, like, inside jokes.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe this is just some kind of weird, yeah, I don't know.
I need to know more. Inside jokes, yeah, I mean.
I need to know more, because, like, what's even the point of this setup?
Yeah, I just feel like you're kind of abandoning.
I guess he's 38, he's kind of fucking, you know. He's probably some fucking anime fan. Got himself some Japanese pussy.
Yeah, I think for me, I don't have a hard time imagining like this setup is like weird in that it's not healthy, but I can totally see it. A guy
and anime is cool, but I can't like binge it, you know. Shit, like hurts my eyes, dog.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess my if we're reading this right, and she's not into it. Then I don't know, man. Try and fix your fucking marriage, or I don't, and you know, don't cheat that much. And this is crazy to get me to be anti-cheating. I'm usually pretty pro-cheating, but this feels there's something just feels bad about.
See if
this.
Yeah, understand if she feels comfortable with this or not.
Because here's the other thing: is like, she's you know, I have friends with young children. It's like, your life is fucking chaos when you have a child that's like ages 1 to 4.
Yeah, right? And so it's like, the first time they've done it because it's their first kid.
Yeah, so it's like, do you help with that? Or is she just completely overwhelmed? Yes, she doesn't want to fuck because she's like...
Tired.
Yeah, exactly.
And you work.
And what are you even doing?
And then you come back after, oh, I provide for my family. I want sex.
Come back smelling like pussy.
Yeah, come back,
come back
smelling good.
Anyway, that's what I think of it, if that's your question. Sorry, I don't... Whatever, fuck this guy.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.